Today's Namaste Yoga continues our Durga series with Shal Putri. Hello and welcome to episode 182 of Namaste Yoga. Today we will be focusing on Shal Putri Durga. And we are going to begin today's episode with a shout out to a very special Namaste Yogi fan. Her name is Molly. Hi, Molly. We're going to have a picture of Molly on the screen here. Molly is a very special fan. She is a dog. And apparently every time Namaste Yoga comes on, Jean, who is a member, puts it on the laptop and Molly comes running. So, hi Molly, how are you today, Molly? We're going to see if Molly recognizes her being called. I'm sure, I have a feeling she will. So, I think she's the cutest dog. I'm so excited that she loves Namaste Yoga. Every time it comes on, she's there. So I just love that fan. We also have some 5-star reviews from iTunes to share with you today. There's one from Obi-Wan Canadian. This person says, I began watching this podcast a few months ago and as a last-ditch effort to relieve chronic back pain and reduce stress and tension. What I found was so much more. Your recent Money Can't Buy Everything topic really resonated with me. Thank you, Melissa, for all that you do. And then there are 3 American iTunes reviews. TRC65 says, love the variety of focus on different parts of physical and emotional well-being. Very easy to follow. Melissa has such a way with instructing that is encouraging for where one is at any given moment. And then LDP32, great usernames, huh? Says, thank you for the workout. I did fail at the plank and twist. I think I will do it again after my shoulders recover. Why is it that I always feel like a spaz in my own room? Isn't it great when you practice at home? It really doesn't even matter. So keep up the great classes. I am a beginner. And then Om Yoga says, Namaste Yoga with Dr. Melissa West is easy to follow no matter what your level is. She provides modifications if you need them, and it feels like you have your own private yoga teacher. So thank you for leaving your 5-star reviews on iTunes. There are instructions on how to do that at thankyoumelissa.com. And if you do leave a 5-star review from another country besides Canada or America, please do email me and let me know because we can't see them. So let me know and then I will read your testimonial on the show. Thank you to Squeezed Yoga for our clothing. I am wearing a Ganesh top this morning because Shal Putri is a mother of Ganesh. And I'm also wearing some Capri yoga pants. And also thank you to Dusky Leaf for our yoga props. Today you are going to need a block and a yoga mat. You're going to need a wall today for your practice, so clear off a space against a wall, and you're also going to need a tennis ball. So go ahead and rest back, and I will begin contextualizing today's class for you. So as you're getting settled and resting back, I just checked my notes, you're also going to need a yoga blanket. Okay, so the first form of Durga is Shal Putri, which means daughter of the mountains. Putri is daughter, and Shal means mountains. In her first incarnation, she lived the life as Shiva's wife, and she threw herself into the fire, as we told the story in episode 152 of Namaste Yoga. Today we will focus on her second incarnation, also as Parvati, wife of Shiva, mother of Ganesh, and Kartikeya. This time she is known as the absolute form of Mother Nature and the daughter of the Himalayas. She has the half moon on her forehead and holds a trident in her right hand and a lotus flower in her left hand as she rides Nandi, Shiva's bull. Shalputri is celebrated on the first day of Navratri. During the celebration, focus is kept on the Muladhara chakra. This is the root chakra, as this is the starting point for any spiritual discipline, but also for the grounding of the mountain of Shalputri. And so we will be focusing on the Muladhara chakra today. One of the primary mythological functions of Durga is to combat any demons who threaten the stability of the cosmos. For us, this stability can be physical, mental, emotional, energetic, or spiritual. Through our yoga practice, we can practice to find stability, not just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. Nearly all of Durga's myths associate her with the mountains, usually the Himalayas or the Vindhyas. The mountains are said to be remote and inaccessible, except through heroic efforts, and so it's no surprise that our heroine, Shalputri Durga, resides in such a place that requires courageous and heroic efforts to habitate. Today, through mountain pose, Tadasana, we will come to understand the harmony and balance of Shalputri Durga and mountain pose, Tadasana. Shalputri Durga not only maintains the balance of cosmic order, but of your own personal life as well. So reflect on the teachings of Shalputri Durga and see what intention you would like to form for your class today. And once you've formed your intention, your sankalp, we can start to wiggle and stretch out. And you're going to need to set up your mat vertically against the wall. Okay, so you've got your mat perpendicular to the wall. And what you're going to do is stay lying down, actually, and place your feet right against the wall with your heels, the center of your heels on the ground, your shoulder blades tucked under, so that you're doing Tadasana, lying on your back here. And just feel the curves of your body. The parts of your body that lift up off the ground, your lumbar spine. Feel the parts of your body that are connecting with the ground. And feel the stability and the groundedness of your feet against the wall here. So this is the same pose standing here as it is lying down with your feet against the wall. And then keeping your feet reaching into the wall as though you're standing, you're going to inhale and arc your arms all the way overhead. Keep reaching your rib cage into the ground. So now it's extended Tadasana. So Shalputri Durga is the Durga of the mountains, or the Himalayas and the Vindhya mountains. And so we will be focusing on Tadasana pose from lots of different positions today, and feeling the stability of this pose in our bodies, focusing on Muladhara chakra in our bodies, the root chakra. And that's located at the base of your spine, takes up your feet and your legs. Keep pressing the center of your heels and your feet into the wall. And then we're going to do half moon pose here, Ardha Trijasana, for the moon on Shalputri's forehead. So keep pressing your feet into the wall and then side bend to one side here, and you'll feel how this really opens up your rib cage here. Breathing into all your intercostal muscles. And then come back to the center and really press into the foot that you're moving away from and side bend over to the other side. And then come back to the center again. Inhale, reach both your arms up, press your rib cage into the ground, feel both your feet against the wall, feel the stability here. And then arc your arms down, tuck your shoulder blades under, feel the Tadasana pose one more time here. Take a deep breath in, let it fall out of your mouth. And then bend your knees, roll to your right side, and come on up. I'm actually going to switch walls to demonstrate the next pose. Okay, so this is a great posture for the Muladhara chakra, the root chakra. It's not going to be a pose for everybody because of the deep knee flexion, and so I will show a modification for it once I get you into the pose. This is also a great pose to use the wall for. So I'm going to show you a few variations for this pose. First one will be without the wall. You can use your heels underneath your sit bones. And your knees here, you open up the space between your legs and you come into the space. So this is a deep squat, a very deep forward fold. Great for the Muladhara chakra. Now, you can also use the wall for this. You come back and you open your knees a little bit more and you sit back and use the wall. I was also talking about using the blanket to fill the space underneath your heels in this pose. That was what the blanket prop was for in this one. Now, if you can't do deep knee flexion, then I would suggest in its place for this pose to do, I'm not going for a swim today. Happy baby pose. So you choose one of those variations, some version of squat pose. And then find a way to come out of this posture. And make your way up to seated. Okay, from here we're gonna do some foot series stuff to open up the bottoms of your feet for the Muladhara chakra, for your root chakra. So cross your left leg over your right leg and just start by rubbing the soles of your feet to open up all the small chakras on the bottom of your feet, to open up all those energy centers to connect you to the earth. And then do the same thing on your other foot. And since we have the wall here, why don't you sit with your back against the wall and your head right against the wall so you have a really nice Dandasana pose here to help you with nice alignment here. And then point and flex your feet. And circle your feet. And then circle them in the other direction. And then just keep your feet in the center with your heels on the floor, the center of your heels on the floor, and just curl your toes and draw your toes back. Keep breathing. And then bend your left leg in and cross your left leg over. You'll go ahead and put your fingers between your toes. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago, Carrie did this great challenge on the membership site called Flip Flop Summer. And she included the shorter foot video called Toes. It's called the Toes video. And it has some really great variations on this foot series in it. Some really great toe stretches in it. And foot and ankle stretches. It's a foot and ankle video, a short 20-minute one on the membership site. It's a fun one. Okay. And you're just going to circle your foot around with your fingers between your toes. Circle your foot. And circle it the other way. And then release your foot down. And just feel the difference between your left and your right foot. Slide your right leg in. Cross your right leg over your left leg and then place your fingers between your toes. This foot is tighter. And then bend your toes forward and back. And then with your fingers between your toes, go ahead and circle your foot. And circle the other way. And keep breathing. Notice your tendency to pull your head away from the wall. Okay, and then release your foot down. And just feel the aliveness in your feet. And from here, we'll make our way up to standing. From standing, you're going to need your tennis ball. So what we're going to do is start by rolling the bottoms of our feet. The trick is going to be doing this without rolling that tennis ball right into the pool. So you're just going to roll the bottoms of your feet. They should already probably feel fairly flexible from all that footwork we just did. Roll under the balls of your feet, the arches of your feet, the insides and the outsides of your arches. And then the heels of your foot, just the whole bottom of your foot. No right or wrong way to do this. And if you feel any parts that are a little more tender, then spend a little bit more time on those parts. So for me, the outside edges of my feet are feeling pretty tender, so I'm just going to spend a little bit more time rolling that fascia. So fascia is connective tissue in your body and it's all over your whole body. We'll switch feet. And before you go to the next foot, just take a moment to feel the difference between your two feet. There'll be probably you'll get a sense of your foot having more of a connection to the ground and also a feeling of softness. Your foot will be more feeling more spread. So fascia is all over your whole body. If you imagine an orange, And the white stuff in the orange covers the whole orange and holds the sections of the oranges together. That's kind of what fascia is like in your body. It's a whole sheath that covers your whole body. And it hardens. And you can soften the fascia in your body like this. So you can't really stretch fascia, but you can soften it by rolling it with tennis balls. And we showed some ways to soften the fascia of your IT band in one of our daily videos maybe even a week ago or a couple of weeks ago now. If you were signed up to receive the daily videos, or if you received the weekly videos, you would have gotten that. You can get that on my blog too, on my website, melissawetz.com. So tennis balls, foam rollers, lots of great ways to roll your fascia. We've even done exercises on Namaste Yoga where we soften the fascia of your ears to help stretch your neck. So lots of neat ways to work with fascial connections in your body to increase your flexibility. So make sure you get into the heels as well. Okay, and then just feel how much more connection you have with the earth now, which is great for Shalputri Durga, because this is about the Muladhara chakra, about really connecting and feeling that stability with the earth. Feel your legs and your feet. And then what we're going to do is really wake up your legs with chair pose. So you're going to need your block now. Put that tennis ball somewhere where it's not going to interfere with your practice now. Take your block, put it between your thighs so that there's good alignment between your hips, knees, and ankles so that that distance stays equal. And then bring your arms up in front, pull your shoulders back so you're squeezing your shoulder blades together. Inhale. Exhale. Back into that low chair. So you're hinging from your hips, your pelvis, your sit bones are going back. Pull your shoulders back. And feel that stability in your legs here, breathing. Now, you may have noticed we're doing lots of Utkatasana chair pose in our practice lately. And I want you to notice that this is a motion you do tons and tons of times in your day. So when you get up out of a chair, this is really functional movement. And let's not even talk about when you get up off the toilet, right? Let's get real, people, right? This is real yoga for real people. So this is a movement you're going to use millions of times in your life. So this is, I've been thinking about functional strength in our lives, and this is really important for our lives. When you get in and out of a car, even if you take public transportation, when you get up out of the bus, out of the subway, off the train, right? So important for functional strength. Stay in the back of your heels. Okay, now Shalputri Durga was not just any Durga. She lived in the most remote mountains. Like, you had to be really courageous and strong to live in these mountains. Not just anybody could live there. So we're going to do a really strong chair pose today. So you're going to use the wall. You're going to move your mic pack. Thank you for all your donations for the mic pack. By the way, we're 50% there. Go to my website if you'd like to make a donation. We're really close to being able to get new mic packs. Okay, so you're gonna sit against the wall and you're gonna try to bring your legs to parallel to the ground. You're gonna bring your arms forward and then pull your shoulders back to the wall, and you're gonna hold here. So this is our chair pose for today. And you're gonna really feel the strength of the third guy really quickly. Okay, so now we're gonna come out of this pose. Oh, I bet you felt the burn in your legs in that one. Okay, and now we're going to do Tadasana, mountain pose. So for this one, you're going to use the wall. You're gonna come back to the wall, and you're gonna have your feet about 2 or 3 inches from the wall. You're gonna take that block, place it between your thighs again, feel that aliveness in your legs. Hello, you see me still? Oh, there we go. Thank you. Your butt will be against the wall, your back will be against the wall. So as I said, your feet will be about 2 or 3 inches from the wall. Your head will be against the wall. And I'm just gonna grab my nose because I have a bunch of things that I wanna make sure I cover off here. Okay, take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. Close your eyes. Let both your hands fall by the side of your body. Your arms are against the wall. Your palms are turned in by your side. And allow yourself to become aware of the curves of your spine. So the parts of your spine that are connecting to the wall and the parts of your spine that are lifting off the wall. Just like there are curves in your spine, there are curves on a mountain. Notice what it's like to be standing still. What it's like to be standing here. A mountain is immovable. It's a strong and stable structure. Can you get that sense of strength and stability through your body here? Mountains are the abodes of the gods. Shalputri lives in the Himalayas, Vindhyas. Feel the stability and centeredness here as you experience Tadasana. Allow your sternum, that's your breastbone, to lift up away from your navel, your belly button. Now feel your feet fully on the ground. And inhale, your arms halfway up, parallel to the ground. Pull your shoulders back to the wall. Feel the strength of your legs, the strength of your back. And then inhale, arc your arms all the way overhead. Keep your rib cage descending. Tadasana. And then bend your elbows to a 90 degree angle. Take the backs of your palms to the wall. Feel the strength of your back. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the strength of your legs. Muladhara chakra. And then release your arms down. And we're going to do the Prithvi Mudra. Thumb and tip of the fourth finger touch. Actually, let's step away from the wall for this and just shake it out. Okay, for the Prithvi Mudra, you're going to bring your thumb and the tip of your fourth finger together. This is for the Muladhara chakra. And in Tadasana, we're going to do this for the Shalputri Durga. Durga is the goddess of protection. So this is the mudra for protection. We're going to combine this mudra with this one, and we're going to make it a moving one from Tadasana. So that brings all the Shalputri Durga components together. So it's going to be a little vinyasa with the mudras and everything. So the way it's going to look is you're going to start with the protection, and you're going to inhale open and exhale come into the protection. Inhale open. Exhale, cross for protection. And switch which way you cross each time. And one more. Great, and then you can release that. And for Shalputri Durga, we're going to do Goddess Victory Squat, Utkatasana. So take your feet wide, and this is a great one to do against the wall as well, if you've got the wall in your background still easily now. Take your feet wide at 10 and 2 o'clock. Sit straight down. And use that Prithvi Mudra. Take your thumb and fourth finger together. Bring your arms back. Bring your head back over your shoulders. So you can really feel your legs waking up now for the Muladhara Chakra for Shalputi Durga. Okay, bring your legs up. Turn your feet in. You're going to roll your pelvis over your bones. Lift and spread your sit bones behind you. And fold forward here. And then slowly up, but only to come all the way down to lying on your stomach. We're going to do locust pose, a variation on locust pose to really activate your Muladhara Chakra. So lie on your stomach and rest your forehead on your hands. Press your pelvis into the ground and really feel your pubic bone pressing into the ground. So this is Salabhasana. And then reach long through your right leg until it reaches off the ground. Reach long through your left leg until it also reaches off the ground. And then slowly lower your legs down and just wiggle your hips from side to side to release your low back. And then for the next variation, I want you to bring your hands down by the side of your body with your palms facing up. Again, press the front of your pelvis into the ground. Reach your right leg off the ground until your right leg extends off the ground. Bring your left leg to join it. And then lift your chest up off the ground as well. If I had not forgotten my blanket at home, I would place the blanket underneath my pelvis here for a little padding underneath my pubic bone. You know what I'm gonna do? This is keeping it real, folks, but that is just way too bony on my pubic bone there. I know you're all laughing at me now, but wow, that was really bony. There we go. Much better. And then slowly lower down, and you can push yourself up and back into child's pose. And then roll up through your spine. And for our twist before we come to sit and do our mudra and mantra, we're going to come back to that squat that we did towards the beginning of the class. So bring your heels underneath your sit bones. And if you got that blanket that I forgot, you're going to place it underneath your heels to fill the space, unless a lot of people's heels reach the ground. So if they do, you don't need it. A lot of people's do. And then what you're going to do, and I'm going to show a modification for this too, for people who can't do deep knee flexion. You're going to rotate to your right and take your left arm to the outside of your right knee. You may be able to do prayer pose here. That's not something that I've mastered yet. Probably if your full foot can go on the ground, then you'll have enough balance to do that. Okay, if you're not doing the full knee flexion squat here, then you could do a simple, easy pose twist here. I thought there were mosquitoes here. That confirmed my suspicion. And then we'll twist to the other side. So take your right arm to the outside of your left knee. Very grounding class today for Shaoputi Durga. And then come to a comfortable seated position. I think I'm going to use this block right here to sit kneeling for... Oh, actually I'm not, because we're going to use that mudra. And I think for that mudra, it will be easier to sit cross-legged. So if you have your blanket, you can elevate your hips a bit here. And I'm just going to wet my whistle a bit before I sing my mantra. So we have that Prithvi Mudra, thumb and fourth finger together. That's for the Muladhara Chakra. You can rest that on your lap. And that mantra, this mudra, can eliminate an energy deficit in the root chakra. And feeling psychologically and physically strong depends on having energy in your root chakra. So this will bring energy into your root chakra. Now, the Prithvi Mudra is for the root chakra. And our mantra today is for Shalputri Durga. And it is Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. And I will sing it for you. But I am feeling really dry right now. So we will begin by making space with breath and a sigh. And I will get Tim to time us for 3 minutes. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim
Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. Om Hrim Shrim Dum Durgaye Namaha.
Take a deep breath in. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to sit and feel the effects of this mudra and mantra. You can choose to finish your practice sitting here, or you can lie back on your back for Shavasana. So as you rest back in Shavasana, reflect back on your experience of Shalputri Durga and Tadasana pose, and what it was like to experience stability, not just physically, but also mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. And what it was like to come to experience harmony and balance in your body. And harmony and balance for your thoughts, emotions, energy, and spirit. And as you reflect back on all of that, just notice what stands out, what seems most important. What it is you'd like to take with you as you move off your mat now and into your life. What is the essence of Shalputri Durga that you are carrying with you out into your week this week? And then begin to allow your breath to deepen. You can stay here for as long as you wish. And when you're ready, you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, and start to make your way up to sitting. So I'd love to hear from you in the comments what it is, the essence of Shalputri Durga that you're carrying with you, away with you from this class. So leave that in the comments below. Thank you for joining me for episode 182 of Namaste Yoga. I'll see you on the membership site. Thank you to Rashmi, my teacher, for teaching me to pronounce the Sanskrit names. I did my best. I hope I made her proud today. Namaste.